to our Lemurian past. Greetings from Telos. I am Adama, ascended master and high priest of Telos, a subterranean city beneath Mt. Shasta in California. I am dictating this message to you from my home beneath the earth, where over 1.5 million of us live in perpetual peace and prosperity. We are human and physical just like you, except for the fact that our mass consciousness holds thoughts of only immortality and perfect health. Therefore, we can live hundreds and even thousands of years in the same body. I, myself, have been in the same body now for over 600 years. We came here from Lemuria over 12,000 years ago, before a thermonuclear war took place that destroyed the Earth's surface. We faced such hardships and calamities above ground that we decided to continue our evolution underground. We appealed to the spiritual hierarchy of the planet for permission to renovate the already existing cavern inside Mt. Shasta, and prepare it for the time when we would need to evacuate our homes above ground. When the war was to begin, we were warned by the spiritual hierarchy to begin our evacuation to this underground cavern by going through the vast tunnel system that's spread throughout the planet. We had hoped to save all our Lemurian people, but there was only time to save 25,000 souls. The remainder of our race perished in the blast. For the past 12,000 years, we have been able to rapidly evolve in consciousness, due to our isolation from the marauding bands of extraterrestrials and other hostile races that prey on the surface population. The surface population has been experiencing great leaps of consciousness, in preparation for humanity to move through the photon belt. It is for this reason that we have begun to contact surface dwellers to make our existence known. For in order for the Earth and humanity to continue to ascend in consciousness, the whole planet must be united and merged into one light from below, and one light from above. It is for this reason that we are contacting you. To make you aware of our underground existence so you can bring the fact of our existence to the attention of our fellow brothers and sisters above ground. Our book of channeled messages is written to humanity in hopes that they will recognize and receive us when we emerge from our homes beneath the ground, and merge with them on the surface in the not-too-distant future. We will be grateful to you for the part you play in helping us broadcast the reality of our existence. Question: how old are you now? I am from Lemuria, an ancient civilization. At the time of Lemuria's height, I was an initiate in the temples that were prominent at that time. After the destruction of Lemuria by Atlantis, I went underground with thousands of others to establish Telos. I am no different from you, although I am hundreds of years old by now. So, I have had the benefit of many lifetimes all woven into one. This has given me great insight and great wisdom, which most people don't begin to gather until the end of their short lifespan. Living so many years definitely has its benefits. For me, I can astral project to anywhere I desire. I can also telecommunicate to anyone in any locality of time and space. These are all things that everyone in Telos can do because we've had the benefit of lifetimes of practice. So I am not so different, just more experienced in how to use life's opportunities. Question: how did your justice system evolve? We are here with you in great numbers, over 25 million in all, from all the subterranean cities of light. We are all unified into one great network of light, called the Agartha Network. This network is vast in its scope, and is responsible for our safety under the Earth. We attend great conferences, convening under the Earth, where our laws are discussed and weighed in the light of God's divine code of ethics for the Earth. We are a self-regulating government, formed on the basis of justice and equality for all life, whether under or upon the Earth's surface. All cases are weighed individually according to their specific circumstances, and all are judged by God's light and God's divine code of ethics so that all parties receive the greatest justice, and so that all parties benefit. Our justice system is millions of years old, based on the original Lemurian system that was used when we lived on the surface in homes and communities similar to yours. We took this form of democracy with us when we decided to go underground 12,000 years ago. Our knowledge is vast, since our lives are long. We still have people alive who are 20,000, 30,000 years old, and who, because of their lengthy age spans, remember all that was when we lived on the surface. These souls are wise indeed, for they have conscious access to all accumulated knowledge from that time forward. This is one of the ways we keep our laws pure, for we have the divine standard of God to base them on from the past. This was a time when we had reached glorious heights of evolvement. Fortunately for us, we have been undisturbed beneath the earth to carry on our evolution in peace and prosperity. Because of this, our evolution on all levels keeps increasing as the years go on. Someday soon you, too, will be in the position of experiencing life in the peaceful and prosperous way it was meant to be lived. Then you, too, can gain in strength and wisdom, and evolve into the God beings that you are. All life needs peace for evolvement to take place. Without peace, species just struggle for survival, and never have time to add to the strength and wisdom that they have accumulated. So peace is a necessary factor for evolvement, and evolvement is a necessary factor for the continuation of a species. All your brothers and sisters are here with you now, albeit they are still in the higher dimensions, but they are here monitoring and protecting your planet. They are here to guide you on your path of evolvement to the stars. So look to us, all of us who are here with you, whether from above or below, and call to us for strength and guidance. For we are all here for you, so that all of us, together, will find our way back home into the higher dimensions of light. Question: did the Lemurians know of Atlantis' plan for their demise? Yes. However, we were cautioned by the spiritual hierarchy not to intercept or provoke a war because of the severe consequences to the Earth. So we waited and prayed, and made plans to evacuate ourselves to the underground caverns. This we did, and were able to save 25,000 souls. Atlantis did destroy itself in the end. We of Lemuria survive and flourish underground. Question: why didn't the Lemurians return to the surface instead of remaining underground? Know that we no longer cared to live on the surface because the firmament had been destroyed. We realized we could evolve more rapidly underground, where we were protected from the harsh elements and from marauding bands from other star systems. So we chose to remain beneath ground, wouldn't you? We chose to remain underground because of the ravages of the surface weather and hostile climate. We have built a utopia underground, where we are free to evolve. You, too, will experience this utopia soon. Question: why move into empty Shasta, when there was the whole inner Earth, with oceans and mountains, where you could have lived? Know that in those days, the Earth was propagated with many beings from outer space who came and went through the inner Earth. It was felt by the Lemurians that we wouldn't have our privacy, so to speak, if we inhabited the cities in the inner Earth. We needed our own space to develop and carry on the Lemurian culture without interference from other cultures, and especially without interference from roving bands of renegades from outer space. Although the subterranean cities are confined and restraining, for us they serve as a great protective barrier. Their limitation is our protection, and has allowed us to flourish these past 12,000 years without any interference at all. MT Shasta has been our bubble of protection, and provided us with the privacy to grow into our evolved race of superior beings, while still being able to remain on Earth. Notice the fragmentation and division that occurs in your cultures that are situated on the surface. They are open to all sorts of invasions, and not just military. Your whole surface society has been vulnerable to the whims and fancies of surrounding cultures, and whatever evolvement there has been has crumbled due to the encroachment of others. Therefore, in light of all this, our confinement has served an evolutionary purpose, enabling us to strive for and reach heights of accomplishment that we would never have been able to obtain had we remained on the surface or moved into the inner Earth. There were so many factors involved in our decision. Our survival was primary as to why we chose to protect ourselves on all sides by moving into MT Shasta. This has proven, beyond a doubt, to have been a wise choice, since we've been totally free to evolve into the spiritual warriors of light that we now are. Someday soon you, too, on the surface, will have the freedom and protective environment necessary to allow you to evolve into the light beings that you are. That is what the ascension is all about.